Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. That's all right, babe. I'm done.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome
on the Sunday morning service. Amen. Thank and praising our God this morning. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Pastor Carolyn McNeil this morning, and this is our Sunday morning service. Good morning, everyone. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God this morning. Amen. For his resurrected power. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank God we are free. We are free indeed. Amen. To praise him. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come this morning thanking you and praising you and glorifying your holy name, Father. Oh, Father, as we come this morning, Lord God, we come, glory to God, asking that you'll forgive us for our sins on this morning, Lord God, and creating us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Father God, today to bless every household that's represented here this morning, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that, yes, Holy Spirit, that you would touch us today, Father God, from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you open up our hearts, so God, yes, Holy Spirit, to receive the word that you have given today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the lost souls today. I pray for all the ones, Lord God, that are lost, Father God, and I pray, Father God, this day that you will send somebody to minister unto them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as you prepare us, God, to minister, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will lay aside ourselves, oh, Father God, and help someone today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, God, for wisdom. I pray for the knowledge. I pray for understanding, Father God. Allow me to decrease that the power of God may increase this morning, Father God, to bring forth your healing, deliverance, glory to God. Hallelujah, God, and your healing today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us this morning. Thank you for waking us up in our right mind. Thank you for the activity of our limbs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Now, God, we welcome the honorable guest this morning, Father. Glory to God, the Holy Spirit, that will do the work, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit this morning. And, Father God, I bless you and I praise you and I glorify you and I lift you up on this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. With thanksgiving in my heart and my soul, says amen on this day. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning, good people. This morning, amen, praise God, hallelujah. We have a passage of scripture, amen. It's coming from Luke, the 19th chapter, amen, and verses 30 to 34. Glory to God. But I'm going to be reading, amen, praise God. That is our scripture, amen, for today, but I'm just going to be reading this day, amen, and kind of going to certain places. Thank you, Lord Jesus, but we know, amen, glory to God, that God wants to give the gospel, amen, legs, amen, praise God, the evangelism and faith, amen, sharing our faith, amen. Jesus knows exactly what we need, and that is salvation, that the Holy Spirit will bless us, amen, praise God. And when we are untied and loose, and God, what is next? Once we are untied, once we are loose, God, what is next? As the Bible, glory to God, it was written in the Bible that, glory to God, Jesus' time of ministry here on earth is approaching to an end, his mission. Glory to God, and we all have a mission that God set us here for. We were just not born just to exist. We was born with a mission, my God, upon our head. His death on the cross for the redemption of mankind. Glory to God. That includes you and me. And it's about to happen. Somebody said it's about to go down now. Praise God. It's about to happen. And it happened. His mission was fulfilled. Glory to God. It was a victory. As Jesus approach Jerusalem, he sent two of his disciples and instructed them to do the following. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Go into the village opposite of you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat, he said. Loose it and bring it here. Jesus knew exactly what he wants, and he was very specific. Glory to God. The same way he is specific with our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's no confusion. Amen. Glory to God. When God calls us. But Jesus knew exactly what he wanted. And he, glory to God. And he was very specific, very prophetic in what he said. Jesus knew that there is a coat tied that no one has ever set. This simple situation shows that Jesus knew the past and the present about this coat. How much more that he knew about people whom he loves so much that he is willing to die on the cross because of their sinfulness and wickedness. In the Gospel of John 1, Jesus proved his power of knowing people by name and the circumstances about them. My Saturable, come on with me this morning. He knows people of God. He has the power, glory to God, to know everything. Jesus said, Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, and he said to him, behold, glory to God, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. Glory to God. He see Nathanael. Amen. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Oh, come on, somebody. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, glory to God, Jesus sees us. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? He asked the question. He said, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. If you believe, you will see greater things than these. If you believe, people of God, if I believe, we will see greater things than these. He was talking to Nathanael. Amen. Praise God. And today he's speaking to us. My God, I give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. No matter where you at, people of God, if you say God don't see you, Jesus don't see you, glory to God, he sees everything. Glory to God. You can't hide. You can hide from people, but you cannot hide from Jesus. Oh, this God talking to us this morning. Also in Luke 19 and 5, when Jesus came to a place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. These are situations in the Bible that tells us that the reality that Jesus knew us by name and everything that takes place in our lives. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's pressing upon my heart right now. Glory to God. Yet Korobosa, the Holy Spirit. You might feel that there's no Jesus nowhere because of your circumstances. My God, I give him glory this morning. But know that the Lord, he's looking right there at you. His presence is all over the world. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus knew that there is a coat tied that no one has ever said. Jesus saw Nathanael under the fig tree. Jesus knew the name of that sinful tax collector Zacchaeus. Nothing is hidden in the eyes of God. He knows you and me. He knows your every situation, and he is concerned about us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout with me this morning from the rooftop. Glory to God. Jesus is concerned concerned about me. I'm a Santo Holy Ghost. He knows exactly who we are, even sinners like Zacchaeus. So therefore, at this very moment, Jesus knows exactly what's in our mind. If we are listening or not, Jesus knew that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, I say thank you. And because God knows who we are and what we are going through this time in our lives, he wants to do something for you and me to make our life better. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Aren't we glad that we serve a mighty God, a God that sees all, that wants to make our lives better? He wants us to see the experience greatest things in life. Jesus, here is Jesus instructing about the coat. Loose it and bring it here. His instruction is crystal clear. Loose it and bring it here. So people of God, you know yourself more than I do, but Jesus Christ knows everything about you from head to toe. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, from the rising of the sun into the going down. Jesus knew about your sickness. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you that you are in pain for so long. He knows, praise God. Jesus knows about our weakness, our struggles that really affects our lives and your relationship with other people. Jesus knew that you have trouble accepting other people, people's joy and success. Jesus knew that you have pride that prevents you from to forgive and accept other people. He knows all about us, people of God. Jesus knows our vices, our frustration, our dilemmas, our worries, our deepest pain, and our joy. My God, don't you love him? When he knows everything about us, amen, there's nothing that we can hide from him. Glory to God. Our life is an open book to him. He turns every page. Glory to God. He knows what to pull up and what to pull out. Praise God. He knows what to put in and what to take out. Come on, somebody, because he knew about these things. He is always there for us. So people of God, untie and loose whatever it is that is holding you backwards, the things that pull you down and prevent you from experience the joy of the Lord. Untie and loose them. Let go of these things and let God do it for you. God has a remarkable plan for your life. That let the Holy Spirit move in us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. On the other hand, Jesus knew also that along the way there is someone who will question the disciples. My God, the Bible says, and if anyone asks you, see, they always have a question. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And he knew it, praise God. If anyone asks you, why are you loosening? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So I'm here to tell you today that the Lord has need of you. The story tells us that Zacchaeus question of the owner asked to the disciples, but as they would loosen the coat, the owner of it said to them, my God, why are you loosening that coat? Jesus knew that it would be a reaction of the owner. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He knows that because the coat is in his possession, he cares for it, and he is responsible for it. It is but natural to question the disciples. However, as this continues, the owner let go of the coat. That's why Jesus was able to use it according to his purpose. So I'm here today under the power of the Holy Spirit to tell you that Jesus has a purpose for you. When we apply it to our own life, we sometimes look at ourselves as the only one responsible for it. But how many know that Jesus grooms us? He prepares us. Glory to God. We love ourselves too much that we don't want other people to mess around. Glory to God. We tell ourselves that this is my life. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. I remember those days. This is my life, and I do what I want to do. So sometimes in our heart, people of God, we say, this is my life. I do it the way I want to do it. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. This is, oh, glory to God. This is where I want to go. Leave me alone. Jesus knew that we love also ourselves more than anything else. Glory to God. If you look at the world, people of God, glory to God, and we see the people and we look at our own self sometimes. Sometimes people of God, glory to God, there is things in us that Jesus don't want to be in us. We so, glory to God, pride comes in. Glory to God. Yekorobosaya, lovers of ourselves. Glory to God. Men please us. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. We want to preserve and who we are to the extent that we want people to accept the way we are, even in our weakness, in our bad attitude, our negative behavior. Jesus Christ would like to help us today. His purpose for us is to use us to become his witness. He wants to use us so that when people see us walk by, they may be able to know Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Jesus came to the world in order to liberate us. Somebody said he came to free us from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of sickness, from the bondage of our old nature, to untie and loose the old self and surrender it to Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit, come on, Holy Ghost, to work in our life. Come on, my God, I give him glory this morning. You will soon discover the real meaning of life. You will learn to enjoy life, come on, somebody, even in need. You will experience the peace that passes all understanding in troubled times like this. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the coat, and they sat Jesus on him. And we need somebody that will bring us to Jesus at times. Jesus Christ, the only way, the truth, and the life. We came here not to enrich ourselves, or our very purpose is to win souls for Jesus. My God, is this our Sunday morning service, people of God? Masatura basando, Holy Spirit. If we just look around and be as sensitive enough, we'll find out that there are many people who are crying, begging and seeking to help fill the emptiness they feel within. Fact is, God created every person with a throne in their heart. So he wants to know, Praba Mostataya Masia, who is really sitting upon our hearts. Glory to God. He created us for him to sit upon our heart. It was a custom to build for him, God. Any other God, the small G's, will not fit or satisfy that space. How many know that in life we tried to fill that space but still felt empty because there's no substance. There was nothing. We did it with drinking, smoking, glory to God, fornication, all those things. We tried to fill that space. But glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus said today, he is the one that's supposed to be on the throne of our hearts. There is a space inside me and you, you and me, that only God can fill. Jesus is the answer to the emptiness within us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, it reminds us once again that Jesus came into the world to die for sinners' death so that we would believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Come to Jesus. Come on, my God. He died for you. He died for me. He's waiting for you to accept him as the Lord and Savior. Now, even today, people of God, this is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The Bible says in Genesis 18 and 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing is too hard for the Lord. So believe and be saved in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we have to recommit ourselves back to the Lord. Some way, sometimes, pray for God, we fall away from things of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, loose the coat, untying our potential this morning. Somebody said, Jesus is untying our potential. This morning, come to you with a belief that this message is for all of us today. We find in times of prayer and fasting, the church body seeking God for direction, that the resounding thing keep ringing in our spirit. There is incredible potential in us and the church that God desires to unlock. Is there something that God wants to unlock in us? Glory to God. Maybe more boldness. Come on, somebody. God, give us glory. Maybe, glory to God, to lose yourself and to gain God. An incredible possibility for growth and ministry. The power within the community. There's a power that facilitates change and the power to build people's life. There's a potential locked within us if we have the courage to unleash that potential. There is so much potential in us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have we set aside and know the potential? Today we're looking and we're talking about everything, our pastor today. And we know that Jesus says, saying, go ye in the village over against you, and which at your entering you shall find a coat tied, where yet no man has set loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus you should say unto him, because the Lord had need of him. God is speaking to us today, and they that were sent went their way and found even what they had said unto them, and they were loosened the coat. The owner thereof said, I want to bring it back. Come on, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. The owner thereof said unto them, why loose he that coat? And they said, the Lord has need of him. The first thing we need to see about untying our potential is that it will require us to go in directions that we have never gone before. And the most time, people of God, the direction that we have never gone in before, amen, could kind of scare us a little bit because we have never tested those waters, as they say, praise God. We have never went that way, praise God. This is just the day before Jesus was to be crucified. The hour was come for the Son of Man to be glorified. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He was about to go to Jerusalem to suffer a cruel death for the remission of our sins, to be lifted up on that tree, the very one of which he spoke when he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, he said. Glory to God. He was going to be made a curse for us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Galatians 3:13 says, glory to God, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Jesus told the disciples, go get a coat. You'll find him tied up in the city. How many of you know today that in order to bring true glory to God, that sometimes we have to be willing to do some unusual things? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus telling you to go into town? Praise God. He already perceived. He already knew. He already knew what was going on. But the disciples did not know what was going on. So they had to do some unusual place that they'd never been in. We have to be obedient to his voice, even if it doesn't make sense. We have to be obedient even when we can't understand his reason. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Obedience to God brings him glory. I want to say that one more time. Obedience to God brings him glory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. How many want to bless the Lord with me today? Glory to God, because it's going to bring God's glory. May your life bring God glory. He wants him to be glorified in us, in our church, our city, and sometimes that means doing things that are out of the ordinary. We're so prone to ordinary things, going the same places, doing the same thing, eating the same thing. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we have to change, amen, praise God, to do the extraordinary that Jesus wants us to do. So Jesus sent them into an unusual to increase their faith. My God, I said, thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you today, praise God, but God will call us to do unusual things to increase our faith. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God requested, don't come to us because he is weird. Come on, he's not weird. He doesn't tell us to look into the fish mouth for a comb because he is strange. He doesn't use mud in the eyes of the blind because he's weird. He uses the unusual to get our attention. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He uses uncommon things, even the impossible of glory to God, of life to build our faith. Glory to God. Have you ever been in a place where Jesus tell you to do something or go someplace, amen, just uproot you out of nowhere, tell you to go there, and glory to God, you don't have nothing. You don't know nothing, praise God. You go to a new place, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and God begin to build your faith, amen, praise God, but just by him glorifying himself, amen, in your life, amen, praise God. It's one of those things to make us say within ourselves, that had to be God. Have you ever had that kind of moment? That had to be God. Oh, my God, I give him glory. Only God can do the unusual. There's no other possibility. There is nothing else it could possibly be. He uses the unusual to make us recognize his sovereignty. He uses the bizarre to build our strength. So Jesus sent them to something unusual. Go to the edge of town. You'll find a coat there that has never been written. Bring him to me. If anyone asks you where you're going, you tell them the Lord has need of him. They went and they did just what he told them would happen. They were questioned. When you are going and doing the will of God, you can expect people to question your motivation. When you are listening to the Lord, you can expect people to question your position. They question your action. They question your purpose. They question your motivation. If you think that the world won't question you when you are doing his will, you have another thing coming. Come on, Holy Spirit. But what the Lord had told them came to pass. How many of you know that God will prepare you for what he sends you to do? God not only, come on somebody, God not going to take this church or you anywhere, glory to God, she's not prepared to go. People of God, God would not send you into a situation you ain't prepared to go into. He always prepares us for what we face. He gives you the reason you need to get it done. The Lord has need of you. The Lord has need of him. The Lord has need of her. Come on, Holy Ghost. The Lord has need of this thing, brand new, never written. Come on, somebody. God, I thank you, Jesus. That's talking about refresh path, a fresh path, new ideas, untapped resources. There's going to be some new coats. Come on, Holy Spirit. Employed in the service of the Lord. Glory to God. And in the process of glorifying him, the coats will bear up the Lord. How many of us us, know that God will have to bear us up. Come on, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, have bear us up, my God, the Messiah, to glorify him. Our lives is to glorify him, not ourselves. Come on, Holy Spirit, where we bear up, the Lord will carry him. My God, when God bears you up, he will carry you to carry this message, to carry the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. When to lift him up, come on, somebody, where we lift him up so that he can draw all men unto him. So we lift him up today, people of God, that God will draw all men unto him. My God, Jesus knows what he's doing, people of God. God is going to have us loosen some coats for the kingdom of God, untying some potential for the kingdom of God, loosen some coats for the kingdom of God, loosen some new ideas to glorify him, loosen some new meanings of lifting them up. Come on, Holy Ghost, loosen some new means of bearing the gospel, loosen coats, loosen the means, loosen the transportation. It's things that's going to be loosed in this season. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I'm going to present maybe a controversial idea. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But do so again so that we may get this into our spirit. The gospel is alive. My Messiah. The gospel works, but the gospel is not handicapped. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. It can walk. Come on, somebody. The gospel can't walk on its own. We have to walk it out. Somebody, come on, Holy Spirit. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He left us with instruction. Everybody say basic instruction before leaving Christ. That is Bible. Come on, somebody. I don't know who, but it makes a whole lot of sense. Basic instructions before leaving Christ. That is Bible. The gospel needs a coat back to ride upon. The gospel can't talk. It needs a coat voice so that it can be heard. The gospel is not deaf and dumb and mute without a coat. Come on, people of God. There is a coat that can be utilized to carry him to the world today. But you and it have to be untied. Glory to God, in our lives, in our church, in our city. You have to loose them, and we have to loose the coats in the church to carry the gospel message. We have to loose the coat, glory to God, to see the kids come back to the kingdom. We have to loose the coats financially to do the work. Come on, somebody. But are we willing to face the heat? Are we willing to do something unusual when he says to do it? Do things that might not suit us, but that will suit our Jesus. Are we willing to stand up to question and grilling while we are in the process? The question about our deeds, the question about our motives. Are we willing to loose the coat today, untie every unveilable means to bear the Lord, to glory to God, to a lost of dying generation? Come on, somebody. We have a generation that's dying out there. Glory to God, but we're so prone, and the people are so prone on themselves that they don't see a dying generation. When I was in Philadelphia, and glory to God, and I had the car at one time, and it just bringing back to me, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. But one day I had to take the train, and I began to see all the people down in the, oh my God, and in the subway, and they had the sheets, and they had pillows, and they had blankets. It was so nasty, so dirty. Amen. Praise God. Now we got people dying all over the place, and glory to God, they got people with tents, amen, no home, no provisions, and nowhere, nobody to talk to, and the ones that's trying to come out, my God, they got through my sin and my Messiah, but they have no help. We ask God today, glory to God, to build us up bold, to know our potential, to untie our potential. My God, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, there is so many people, even that walking, that's in the body of Christ that don't even know who they are, don't know what they represent, don't know what's inside of them, but we're here to pull it out of them. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The ones that's been through the process, my God, they're just resisting men, the Messiah. But God wants a dying generation to come back alive. He wants that coat untied, people of of God. Oh, my Sataya, glory to God. He said, loose them and let them go. I personally believe that this morning, people of God, we're in position to see the coat loose in the church. We're able to see the coat loose in the city. Our individual life, our community, even we sometimes need loosened. My God, I say thank you. Because sometimes we are connected to people that don't even want us to be loose. But I hear the Spirit of the living God says, glory to God, he wants that coat to be loose. Where is that coat tied up at? What did he put in us? Glory to God. The Lord is going to send us to do unusual things in the season. Holy Ghost, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. He wants his people to be loose. Holy Spirit, are we willing to take the risk? Are we willing to take the task from the Lord, no matter how unusual it is? Are we willing to untie means to, is he really direct us to? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Will we untie the coat that will help us bear the living word of God to the generation? Will we untie and carry the coat, my God, of the gospel? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Will we untie the coat to glorify the Lord? Will we loose the coat to victory of the world? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Are we willing, people of God, to bless the name of the Lord? Are we willing, glory to God, to blow the shofar, my Sataya Tona Masia, and the generation to come? Are we willing to walk this thing out? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We've gotten so caught up in ourselves. You know, the Lord showed me something this morning. He showed me how I prepare myself to go to work. You do all things that you need to do personally. You make sure your clothes is clean. You make sure that you have everything out to go to work. You make sure that we have everything to make us look good. But Jesus said, when did we prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why can't we prepare ourselves, amen, glory to God, to glorify him? Why can't we prepare ourselves to get into the word, to carry the word to the generation? We want to tap into the little growing, but we don't want to pull into everything because, glory to God, the devil sometimes don't want us to go all in. But today, people of God, somebody say, I'm going all in. There's a generation even in our family, glory to God. People in our family not even saved. Holy Spirit, let us prepare our minds. Let us prepare our hearts, say that humble sire. For time is winding out. He said, work by day, when night cometh, no man can work. But we've gotten so prone up in glorifying the outward man, but not glorifying God on the inside. We have to glorify God on the inside, allow him to be the throne of our heart. It's not the material, glory to God. I told my husband, I don't know what happened to me. He said, what do you want for your anniversary? I don't know what I want. God did something, glory to God, that I'm not caught up in things no more. My son, the Holy Spirit. See, God wants us to die daily, die to the world, die to things. He don't mind us looking good. Come on, somebody. He don't mind us having things, but he don't want the things to have us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When the last time that we went, glory to God, and say, glory to God, God, what do you want me to do with my last $10? Glory to God, I'm just speaking in the spirit. Glory to God. What do you want me to do? Somebody needs something, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Do your ministry need something, God? Do the orphanage need something, God? Do the mission need something, God? When was the last time we asked God, what do he need? And we always asking God, glory to God, God, I need this. God, I need that. But what are we doing for the Lord Jesus Christ? All he says, I just want you to do. I just want y'all to die daily. I just want y'all to deliver my word. I left my word. I left my instructions for your help. See, there's potential that's locked up on the inside of us that we have to release today. And I release it by the power of the Holy Spirit. May we have the boldness that we need. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We need the boldness back, people of God. We need the boldness back. We need God's word in our heart. We need God to sit upon our heart. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Let us go to a song, people of God. I'm coming back. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way, God, today. Glory to God. Move by your mighty power. Jesus.
If I wash his feet with my tears
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. You don't know the cost of my alabaster box. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You wasn't there. Hey, glory to God. Don't you think about those things. You don't know the cost of that alabaster box. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are we in our process? Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The question about our deeds, the question about our motives, are we willing to loose the coat today, untie every available means to bear the Lord to the lost and dying generation? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Personally believe that this morning, this day, come on, people, God, we're in position to see the coats loosed in the church, in the city. Glory to God, even in our time. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But it's all bears to two key points. Are we willing to take on any task from the Lord, no matter how unusual? And are we willing to untie the means that we need to direct us to, glory to God, to what God wants us to do? Will we untie the code that will help us bear the living word of God to the generation? Will we untie the coat to carry the gospel? Will we untie the coat to glorify the Lord? Will we loose the coat to see the victory in the world? The disciples had to go out looking for the coat. Come on, Holy Ghost. The people of God, the church, you are, oh, glory to God. You and I will have to open our eyes. Come on, somebody, and look for the coat. Come on. Look for those means to bear the gospel. Look for ways to see him glorified. Look for the ways to bear him up. Look for the ways to share this gospel. Look for the ways to give the gospel some legs. Come on, Holy Spirit. The Lord, come on, look for the ways to untie the coat. There are ways to get the message out. Untie the coat. Untie the coat that he may be glorified. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen, for his love this morning. Amen. We thank God that he loosed us. Come on, somebody came and got us and untied us. Come on. Can you think about, glory to God, going back and glory to God, the first time that you went to the altar, glory to God, or somebody came and got you, praise God, and glory to God, and you now are loose, glory to God. So the ones that's loose need to go get the ones that's still tied up. Come on, people of God. We thank and praise our God for our Sunday morning service. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil. This is our Sunday morning service. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So don't forget, people of God, on Thursday, amen, glory to God, at 6 p.m., glory to God, Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you, amen, True Vine International Church, 6 p.m. on Thursday. Be there, amen. The word has been rich, and God has been really blessing, amen. I even try to listen while I'm at work, amen, praise God. I take that time to, glory to God, even while I'm working, I'm listening, amen, to the word of God. Let the word, glory to God, marinate in our soul, in our spirit, amen. amen, praise God, that great fruit will come from our lives, amen, praise God. And don't forget, amen, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be prayer time, amen, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My time, amen, is at 6 a.m., amen. Eastern time, I think, is at 9 p.m. You can catch me, amen, in the prayer time, amen. The power of prayer, amen, glory to God. At that time, amen, and the number will be 669-274-9544 for the ones that want to dial in and listen, amen, to the prayer time. God has really been blessed, and he's been moving by his Holy Spirit, testimony after testimony after testimony. So that number again is 669-274-9544. Amen. And if you desire to get in touch with me, you may do so, 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will be having our communion. Amen. Glory to God. And your time will be 10:30. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 10:30 on the prayer line. On the prayer line. Remember, it's going to be on the prayer line. Our communion this morning will be on the prayer line. And that number is 669-274-9544. Prepare yourself for communion this morning. Amen. God is still yet blessing us. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. Glory to God as we prepare ourselves for communion on today. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. May your word go out. Glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, throughout all of the nations, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, how you have lifted us up this morning, God, yes, Holy Ghost, and the Messiah. Because, God, you said, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, for the spirit of revival to take place within the nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. May you bless all your churches, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that the rain will fall into the church, Father God, that healing, deliverance will be going on in the churches, Father God, all over the world. Bless your pastors, God, that stand before you to deliver your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless our loved ones. Glory to God. Our loved ones, God. Bless them as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to empower us, Father God, that we may go out through the nation, God, and bless your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless and praise you, Father God, for grace, for mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen and amen. Don't forget your Sunday offerings. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Glory to God. The Lord has already spoken, and we say amen in Jesus' name. Amen.